Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We spent a good bit of time earlier this week talking all the ins and outs of an active recruiting weekend. We're going to spend this show now looking at the 2019 season. And in one case, to start the show now, looking at the depth chart beyond 2019. There's been a lot of movement on the 2020 recruiting front. The class is about halfway finished. If you're thinking they're going to be pushing beyond 20 commitments in the 2020 class.
We're going to look at commitments are going to start, not so much
at who's going to start and who's not, but where there's depth, where they could be very good, where they look to be a little thin, what positions might be urgent to accumulate in 2020 and 2021. So we'll do that. We're also going to look, I think that now's the time to start looking ahead to 2019. We're doing that in this show with biggest questions on the offense and biggest questions on the defense. There's always questions this time of year, but what are the ones that Penn State has to answer the most on both sides of the ball? And then we'll round things out with a continuation of our player profile series, where we're just talking about all the individuals on the roster. We've done a lot of that so far. We're coming down the home stretch for that, which is good timing as we shift into more broader previews for the 2019 season. So I thought it was interesting now, Greg, just looking at the 2020 recruiting class, looking at where things stand now, just go position by position and figure out where Penn State has a chance to be strong, not just in 2020, but moving forward the whole way through.
Yeah.
So let's start with quarterback, because that's where we usually do. And I think this is one of the areas on the depth chart where people are really saying 2020 has a chance to be special, because with Tommy Stevens moving on and ultimately landing at Mississippi State, it puts Sean Clifford in a spot highly, highly likely to be your starter in 2019, that getting your feet wet kind of year where maybe 2020 he is really ready to lead and be a dynamic player. And if that ends up being the case, Greg, you know, a lot of different things could be on the table. You know, if you have a dynamic and productive quarterback, it just elevates your team and roster more than any other position, obviously. So Sean Clifford there, you know, the question would be, you know, with Will Levis, if he's on the losing end of a competition this summer, what does his future hold? Where does he end up looking at options elsewhere? Does he end up hanging around? Do you end up being youthful in your backups? I think that's going to be the case everywhere, frankly, with the player movement. I think most teams are going to have your established quarterback, and then guys you ideally would not have in roles that they're going to be in beyond them. The addition from 2020 is Micah Bowens. You had two quarterbacks who are freshmen this year, Michael Johnson Jr. and Taquan Roberson. The depth chart is in pretty good shape, but that can really be – that it can change in a heartbeat at the quarterback spot.
Yeah, it really can. I mean, James Franklin has been clear about wanting to have five scholarship quarterbacks on the roster at all times. I don't know if the present day and age of being a quarterback in college football is going to allow for that to be the case more years than not, just simply because when guys lose to competition, when guys don't get a chance to get on the field, they look elsewhere. And we've seen it happen time and time and time and time and time again. And it's almost to the point now where you just assume that you're going to lose a quarterback a cycle. Like, you're going to get one, yeah, probably, and you're going to lose one, probably. And it won't be like that every year. But, I mean, think of Taquan Roberson and Michael Johnson Jr. You get two quarterbacks that commit in the same class. They both enroll at the same time. They're neck and neck and stride and stride. At some point, one's going to have to be elevated over the other. And does the other one live with that? Does he try and go play another position like Tommy Stevens did, or does he leave? And that's always the question you're going to have to ask yourself with quarterbacks, because, you know, you start a couple of receivers, you can play multiple running backs, and you can do it at every other position. Quarterback, of course, you can. And kids used to be willing to wait it out, now not so much.
Looking at Ryan, quarterback's always just going to be a variable, but especially in this day and age, it's become an even bigger question mark for everybody. Just ask Ohio State when Justin Fields comes in.
Right.
Running back is an interesting one. You take two in the 2019 recruiting class and Noah Kane and Devin Ford. Every running back on the roster is eligible to not only come back in 2020, but 2021 as well. So this is a position. There aren't any on board in the 2020 recruiting class as of right now. I suspect they'll get one before the end of the cycle. So this is a position where you could start to build the case that there's only one ball to go around. And is Devin Ford or is Noah Kane the odd man out from that pairing in the 2019 class? What's Ricky Slade's role? Is he a workhorse or are they going to really spread the ball around? I am of the belief that Ricky Slade's going to be more of a workhorse and there's not going to be as many touches to go around as you might hope to Journey Brown, to Noah Kane, to Devin Ford.
Yeah, I wish I had a better feeling and opinion on that, but I just don't. I listen to Jaywon Sider talk and like on one hand, I feel like they're going to use three guys and use all of them pretty consistently, but then on the other hand, you just think back to, you know, I always think back to Bill O'Brien talking about using the hot hand between Zach Swinak and some of those other guys. And
it's all relative with it, with the guys he was dealing with. It was all relative,
right? And in this case, you have three, and then four once Devin Ford gets to camp. So I guess he's here now, but four extremely talented guys. How do you keep them all happy, and how do you keep all four of them producing for you? That's the question Penn State's going to have to answer, because you want those guys to be a part of your program and you want those guys to feel involved. And sometimes you're going to have to pick one guy and just go with him. Other times, I think you're going to be okay to sort of sit back and let that rotation play itself. But the good news is, you know, they don't have a lot of numbers in that position, but the numbers they have, the kids that they have are really good.
Big time programs have been able to figure this part of it out, and you can get NFL opportunities as a running back, even if you're never a featured player in an offense. That's the good news. Looking at wide receiver, numbers are not an issue here. There are plenty in 2019. The issue as you go into 2019 and then as you come out of 2019 looking forward is how much star power is there? Who claims these jobs, and how up in the air will those jobs be from one year to the next, especially right in the current climate where, okay, KJ Hamler and Jahan Dotson, you can assume that they're going to be big parts of the offense in 2019 and 2020 at least. Justin Shorter and Daniel George are guys that you can project. John Dunmore has a high ceiling. You got a lot of numbers. You got a lot of different possibilities here. I think Penn State is in pretty good shape. I think 2019 is the year where they've got to sort out all this stuff, but by the time the 2019 season ends, I expect there to be a much more clear pecking order as far as who's doing what,
right,
and where things stand. But numbers are not an issue. Jaden Dotton and Norvell Black are the two in the 2020 class so far.
Absolutely. I think that you know, you look at Jarrett Parker and the group that he has, and it's a really strong group, And I think that Penn State, Penn State's going to have maybe a transfer problem there too, in the sense that how do you get all those guys involved when you don't necessarily have the opportunity to, you know, play seven or eight guys in a game? So is there an issue there? I don't know. But that's why Penn State, I think, is taking a few guys in this class. Norvell Black, Jaden Dotton committed, as you mentioned. They get Weston Carr, the transfer. So, you know, it's now a situation where Penn State is trying to figure out who their options are. They know KJ Hamler and Jahan Dotson, they're going to be good. They know Justin Shorter's in for a breakout year. Daniel George might be too. So the question just becomes simply who works their way into the cycle and who doesn't.
Yeah, I think there's going to be somebody, multiple players on the short end of the stick here, unfortunately. Cam Sullivan Brown explored that option and came back to Penn State. We're talking Penn State beyond the 2019 season. It's way too early to look at how the 2020 recruiting class fits in, just from a numbers standpoint. Segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Time's running out. You still have a few more days, though, to check out a special offer from our friends at GoPSURV.com. Buy one, get one free for the home opener against Idaho, the second game of the season against Buffalo. You buy an RV, you get one free for the same weekend. The the deal is good through the end of June. If you race to go PSURV.com now, you can maybe try to capitalize on that. If not, check them out anyway, because it's an unbelievable tailgating experience that you can get a shuttle to and from Beaver Stadium. You can tailgate from Friday, essentially through Sunday. We like to call it the ultimate tailgating experience because that's what it really is. You can check it out at GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467. Just to breeze through a few of these positions because we're running out of time. Tight end in good shape. Opportunities to go around beyond Pat Freiermuth, who'll be a who's going into the true sophomore season now. Is it Zach Coons? Is it Brenton Strange? Is it somebody else who's going to take advantage of that? Theo Johnson is a prime target in the class. Offensive tackle is interesting. Every player who's eligible to play in 2019 will be eligible in 2020 as well. You can criticize the depth for now, but this is one of those areas where I think Penn State will build up some better depth moving forward. Rasheed Walker and Will Fries. Then you have some guys who can duke it out for positions there. I like Caden Wallace to get involved here, even though he's not really listed as a prototypical offensive tackle.
Well, he looks big, man. He looks impressive. I don't know if you saw some of the photos of him from campus.
He's
or
a big
anybody.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he's ready to play right
I think he's nimble enough to get the job done there. And that, almost the same can be true in the interior spot. Steven Gonzalez will move on. If Michael Mennett returns beyond the 2019 season, you're going to have Mike Miranda. You're going to have C.J. Thorpe. You're going to have Caden Wallace, Aleem Wormley. You're going to have all these guys from the 2020 class getting involved, Golden Achumba, Nick Dawkins, R.J. Adams. Whether they're committed by then is another question to ask. Defensive tackle, you're losing Robert Windsor. Who knows what's happening with Ellison Jordan in 2019, let alone 2020. But this rotation is going to be deep, and it's going to be really good. You have three more names to watch from the 2020 class. I think clearly Penn State is building what they hope can be elite depth with a lot of four-star players now. You're looking at double-digit players who are going to be four-stars who are playing defensive tackle. That position can be really, really good. Defensive end, none in the 2020 class. Again, all the players who are on the roster are will have eligibility left for the 2020 season as well. You could have most of these guys. I wouldn't expect Uitor Gross Matos back, but you could have a lot of these guys back. Linebacker, same deal. You're losing Jan Johnson and Cam Brown, but you have some pretty elite depth there as well, including Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon, your true freshman. Curtis Jacobs in that mix now. Safety, Jair Brown is in the 2020 class. Garrett Taylor will be moving on. You have Jaquan Brisker, Jonathan Sutherland, Lamont Wade as well. Cornerback, you're losing John Reed, and only John Reed, probably Tariq Castro-Fields has a chance as a true junior to move on. Most of those guys will be back for 2020. So there is some reason to believe that 2020 could be a special year. A lot of stuff still has to come together, but the recruiting class, I think, still has to come together as well.
Yeah, it's basically, we'll see where things shake out.
That's that in a nutshell. We're going to pull our focus back to 2019. Big questions on the offensive side of the ball is what we'll tackle next.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.